pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
With liberty and justice for all. Good afternoon, Global Patriots. You're listening to Global Patriot Radio. Take no prisoners. I'm Vito. Our call number today and every Global Patriot Day is area code 319-527-6706. That's area code 319-527-6706. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to take phone calls today. I got a full agenda, but I do want to say hello to Ducky Northwest. Nice to see you, Duck. Hello, I Guy. Good to see you, Paisan. Hello to Sue from New Mexico, and hello to Joshua and all of you out there in podcast land and family and friends as well. Those of you who are not working and retired, yeah, I know you guys just keep rubbing it in. Keep rubbing it in, family members. Okay. But it's Friday, and I hope you all had a good week, and the weekend is upon us. Before I get started, though, I like to say that, hey, if you're a cigar smoker, JR Cigars has a great sale today. 40 cigars for $40. It's their 40 Cigar Superstar Collection, valued at $140, over $140, and it's available today. For $40, go to jrcigars.com. And it's politically incorrect to smoke, so that's why it's nice to report it. And if you like a good cigar, I love it on the course. I have indulged a few times with iGuy, who has some great cigars as well. You know, it's better than his golf game. I'm just kidding. Poor guy. I don't mean to pick on him. And it's Friday. And as you know, with being Friday, I like to read from the good book. And the good book actually describes WBD, Joe Biden, in The Wicked Man, Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. And it reads, the wicked man, 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, walks with a perverse mouth. 13, he winks with his eyes, he shuffles his feet, he points with his fingers. 14, perversity is in his heart, he devises evil continually, he sows discord. 15, therefore his calamity shall come suddenly, suddenly he shall be broken without remedy. 16, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven are an abomination to him. 17, a proud look, a lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood, Afghanistan. 18, a heart that devises wicked plans. Feet that are swift in running to evil. 19, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. That too can actually describe Barack Hussein, Satoru, Obama. But as far as today goes, it does describe Joe Biden to a T. God knew what he was saying. Proverbs 6, verses 12 through 19. He points with his fingers. Perversity is in his heart. A proud look, even though it's an empty look, an empty soul, an empty heart. Shameless. A lying tongue. And we know it's chronic with Joe Biden. It's the only way he can speak when he lies. He sows discord. He shuffles his feet. The wicked man. Who would have thunk that America would come to this? Who would have thought that America would come to this? I look at immigrants who have come to America legally, including our friend, and probably knows more about America's history than the institution wants to teach children today, and has a passion and an affinity for the United States of America. But he's not the only one who has immigrated to the United States and legally come through legal channels and I have some very good friends, some business people who have done the same, and they do love the freedoms and liberties America has to offer or had to offer when they made that transition. And today, even the Star Spangled Banner, America's only national anthem, only anthem, still comes under fire. It's astonishing what we're seeing today. But hey, you know what? Did you watch the NBA draft last night with the millions of people? And oh my God, your team drafted. Oh, booze. Oh, but it jumps up. Millions of people again distracted. I mean, I guess that's more important, right? Distraction is the theme of today. Dismiss is the theme of today. And it seems like with the reports that are coming out today, that we may have been distracted by this sub. And it's sad that five people have perished, without a doubt. But now there's reports that this sub may have imploded and the U.S. Navy knew it upon its initial descent into the ocean. Now, is this a distraction? Was this a distraction to intentionally mislead the American people for 5-6 days? And why? Why was the public led on? You know, certainly we want answers and we're hoping to find answers, but, you know, with the modern day equipment, you have to sit there and say and wonder, how is it that with the entities that were called in, they couldn't find this sub, but they heard. Now, I understand that the ocean is a vast expanse, without a doubt. But when a revelation comes forth today that this sub may have imploded upon its initial descent, and they knew this after the first day, what was the distraction? Was it to distract away from Hunter Biden's legal issues? Was it a distraction away from what Congress is finding out with regards to millions of dollars being paid to Biden and the Biden crime family? And of course, nothing matters any longer with the Bidens and how shameless they are. Hunter Biden's prominence was front and center last night or during the Indian prime minister's, or I guess under Joe Biden, he's a president. He was reduced to a president by the wicked man, Joe Biden, during a state dinner. So there's the felon Hunter Biden mingling with guests, co-mingling. Was he just searching out for a new deal, the Biden crime family? I mean, there's absolutely zero shame with regards to what we're seeing in politics today. Some good news if you watch The Five. Gerald Rivera, age 79, made the announcement that Geraldo is off The Five as of June 30th. So I guess his last scheduled appearances, if you watch The Five, will be Thursday and Friday. Rivera added, "It's been a great run. I appreciate having had the opportunity. Being odd man out isn't always easy for the time being. I'm still correspondent at large." So another made some absurd commentary and odd positions that he's taken, but you know, that is the left wing today in America. And of course, the idea is to get an anti-Trumper anywhere and everywhere on TV, you know, whether it's Chris Christie or Geraldo, you know, make sure it's people that know Trump and you can take the position in order to malign the guy because he's not part of the institution. Two things hit Congress this week. And again, you have to wonder, is the spy, is the sub search, is that the reason for the distraction because the censure of Adam Schiff occurred in Congress? Apparently they changed the wording. And now, of course, leftists are having meltdowns as usual, but the cabal, the establishment decided that they were going to have a meltdown. And this Alexander Vindman guy, you know, this is the guy who made up the story that he listened to Trump give a quid pro quo to the Ukrainian Prime Minister Zelensky or President Zelensky, which led to the first impeachment of Donald Trump by Nancy Pelosi and the U.S. House. This man, Alexander Vindman, has been discredited Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, by the way. USA retired. And, of course, he had a meltdown over Adam Schiff, being censored by the U.S. House. And, of course, lying is supposed to be rewarded. And so they prance out Vindman, who lied himself, fabricated a story. And, of course, there is no shame. So Vindman goes off on Kevin McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy. McCarthy put out a tweet which set the Russian Alexander Vindman off. Adam Schiff abused his position as chair of Intel to lie and lead America through a national nightmare with a fake Russian collusion narrative. As Speaker, I removed him from the Intel committee, and now the full House will vote to censure him and open an ethics investigation. How dare they open an ethics investigation against an institutionalist, against a member of the establishment. And, of course, there's a House Ways and Means chair who gave a speech concerning the millions of dollars that Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family reaped from three countries, by the way, three: Ukraine, Russia, and Romania. There's a country you hadn't heard much of, Romania. I'm sorry, Ukraine, Romania, and China. I said Russia, excuse me. Communist China. There you go, Communist China. So all the noise and distraction and the effort by the Washington, D.C. institution to destroy Donald Trump with a phony Russian collusion narrative. And yes, it was funny. It was phony. It wasn't funny. It was phony. We find out that Hillary Rodham Clinton and her campaign was behind paying for the Steele dossier. Okay, let's regurgitate old news. But the fact is that the distraction is to distract you and me away from the facts. And the facts are there's corruption at every level of government that we're witnessing today. We continue to witness the absurdity of government, the absurdity of our institutions, the legislative and the executive branches of government. And it's done more blatantly today than ever before. They feel brazen. They feel beholden. There are no consequences for their actions. Oh, well, Hunter did. You know what? Hunter got a sweetheart deal, didn't he? Isn't it amazing how the Department of Justice, based on the facts that have been put forth, based on the Biden crime family not reporting $17.3 million from Ukraine, Romania, and Communist China, while Joe Biden was a sitting vice president, and there's like no outrage? If you don't believe me, we can listen to the head, the chair, in a minute statement, outline how the Bidens, how Hunter reaped rewards while Joe Biden was vice president of the United States. Now, I'm not sure why there is no outrage, maybe because there's a sub that submerged and they only have 5 days worth of air. And so you continue to run this story to get through any type of criticism. And of course, the DNC news media is in bed with the Democrat National Committee, not Democratic National Committee. There's nothing democratic about the Democrat Party. So here's House Ways and Means Chair Jason Smith just outlining in a quick 1 minute and 32 second soundbite the travails of one Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. And imagine the DOJ didn't raid Hunter Biden's house. The DOJ didn't seize his bank records.
Not one, but two IRS employees are blowing the whistle with evidence that the federal government is not treating taxpayers equally when enforcing tax laws. The whistleblowers were working on an investigation into Hunter Biden that opened in November of 2018 as an offshoot of a separate corporate investigation by the IRS. Let me emphasize, this was an investigation in the ordinary course of work at the IRS. It was not ordered by any individual, any chairman, or any political entity. The testimony we released today shows the IRS recommended charges against Hunter Biden that included attempt to evade or defeat tax, a felony, fraud or false statements, a felony, and willful failure to file returns, supply information, or pay tax. These tax crimes cover an estimated 2.2 million in unreported tax on global income streams to Mr. Biden and his associates from Ukraine, Romania, and China, totaling 17.3 million from 2014 to 2019. Mr. Biden personally received $8.3 million.
Mr. Biden personally receives $8.3 million, so says House Ways and Means. And there's no outrage. There's no outrage that the President of the United States is corrupt to the core. The President of the United States did engage in pay for play. Of course, allegedly engaged in pay for play. And there's no outrage. But I'll tell you what, we've been distracted. You know, again, we're distracted with the sub. And that is not discounting what happened to the sub. There's five people who perished. And like the Biden-Harris regime, they perished near the Titanic. And the Biden-Harris regime have been a Titanic. But we're being distracted. And how is it that there is no outrage by the Woodward and Bernsteins of the DNC-controlled media with this level of corruption as a vice president, and now the revelations are coming out as president? $8.3 million just in this instance alone is coming out about the wicked man, Joe Biden. $17.3 million non-reported. But let's go ahead and pick on President Trump. Okay, let's go ahead and raid his compound. Oh, it was raided at the behest of the President of the United States going after a political opponent. Now, in November of 2018, Joe Biden was not a declared candidate for President of the United States. Joe Biden was the former vice president of the United States. He was not his political opponent. They were different party members. You see, and this is the distraction by the institution. Again, the distraction all by design. And then, of course, concerning the communist Chinese spy balloon, at a fundraiser in California, Joe Biden has diarrhea of the mouth, and he lets slip that indeed there was spy equipment inside of that balloon. And of course, he spewed sensitive information, classified information, but let's not raid his house. Let's not raid his Delaware house. Let's not raid his Delaware beach house. Let's not raid his apartment in the Chinatown, D.C. Chinatown. No. Joe Biden continues to have diarrhea of the mouth because he's unpredictable. And that's what happens with dementia people. dementia patients don't know where they are half the time, as was on display these last couple of days with the Indian prime minister, not the Indian president. And it's a continually excusing Joe Biden for his mental errors, which goes to show the guy does not possess the mental capacity to be dog catcher of the United States. You see, there's no way, shape, or form this communist spy balloon simply was caught in gusts of air and just happened to go through the United States, happened to go through seven military installations with spy equipment inside it. So with Joe Biden, the Biden crime family, receiving $17.3 million from communist China, Romania, and Ukraine in this one instance that the IRS was investigating, does that tell us that Joe Biden is bought and paid for by communist China? There's actual paper trails back to communist China and Ukraine with Joe Biden. There was no paper trail. There was no trail. And it was proven there was no trail between President Trump and Russia. And yet the same institutions are all silent. The same media is silent. Tell me, where are the Woodward and Bernsteins who were frothing at the mouth to break a story on Richard M. Nixon and to take his presidency down? Why? Because he was a Republican? Is that what it's come to? The DNC media controls ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, PBS, NPR. And it's become apparent because not one of those newsreaders are showing any type of journalistic integrity, and their bias is allowing for criminality to be dismissed. Just dismiss it. Dismiss the fact that Joe Biden had classified documents in seven different locations, at least seven different locations, which means he stole them as a U.S. senator and as a vice president. Just dismiss it. Why? Because he's part of the institution. He's part of the cabal. He's part of that good old boy Senate. And yes, the U.S. Senate. When you're a member of that institution, it's clear that you're a protected species, irrespective of your party affiliation. So I'm going to talk a bit more about dismiss, but you know what? I love this by Texas Ron. And I think this provides a great segue.
Can't handle the truth!
Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it?
You!
Sir, you're out of order.
Out of order? I show you out of order! You don't know what out of order is!
Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits, and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him, or her, or anybody! Cowards do that, and that ain't you! You're better than that!
We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of man on earth.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Important principles may and must be inflexible.
Somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
It's a nasty truth that those who seek to inflict harm are not fazed by gun control laws.
And regardless of their sincerity, their humanitarian motives, those who would trade our freedom for security have embarked on this downward course.
Nothing ends here. Our hopes of our journeys continue.
We must act today in order to preserve tomorrow.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape from. This is the last stand on earth.
Well, gentlemen, when the shit hits the fan, some guys run and some guys stay. Now I'm just getting warmed up.
When the shit hits the fan, some guys run and some guys stay. Well, I'm staying. Nothing's changed in 40 years, has it, folks? Government is the problem. As Ronald Reagan stated in the early 1980s. And we're finding out how government is the problem. They continue to dismiss the obvious. And here we go once again. Let's dismiss allegations. Let's dismiss computers and paper trails. And yet another whistleblower with information concerning corruption, concerning a corrupt crime family, the DOJ, and basically government being corrupt and dismissing this corruption. Let's dismiss any allegations and evidence because it's an institutional political whore who is on the correct side of the political uniparty aisle. Dismiss, let's dismiss by so-called mainstream media who has provided a cover-up, excuses and ignores the corruption of the deep state, the corruption of the establishment, the corruption of the uniparty. Simply dismiss the rule of law. And when you dismiss the rule of law, you are dismissing the United States Constitution. And when you dismiss the United States Constitution, you are dismissing we the people. Because you embrace abuse of power. You embrace corruption. All in the quest for power. America and Americans are being dismissed by the very people who have sworn to protect and defend this country. Swore to protect and defend the United States Constitution. They're laughing at we the people as they pad their bank accounts, abusing their power, accepting bribes from foreign nations, from adversaries such as communist China. The power of corruption knows no boundaries. There's seemingly no more honest men and women in Washington, D.C., from Joe Biden, a career politician who's a proven liar and plagiarizer, to Kamala Harris. Oh, I'm sorry. You're probably asking who, okay? Yeah, that's right. Kamala Harris. She is so unlikable. She's so unlikable that she has to be sequestered to the back room and she's been pushed aside for the last month and a half. And we know the left wing in America loves their symbolism over substance because Kamala Harris epitomizes that statement. She was simply a symbolic choice because she's part of the very corrupt institute in Washington, D.C. And she's playing their game and that game of color. She's a woman of color. And she's simply used for the color of her skin because that's today's culture in identity politics. It makes no matter the intellect of the individual as long as they are of the right race, creed, color, and gender in Washington, D.C. And that gender and that race and that creed has to espouse the anti-American sentiment. The cancer that has infected Washington, D.C. And of course, they have to fit that identity politics and that multiculturalism, which is the Marxist manifesto that has taken over America, at least in American politics. I think what's clear, what's becoming clear in America, is that the American people are rejecting this socialism, this social justice, this garbage that's been permeating through America as mainstream. But back to Kamala, she's proven she has no substance. And she engages in the word salad formulas in order to sound important and comes off as being ridiculous. And then once again, she's sequestered to the back of the room. So the playbook of the establishment, the Washington, D.C. institution, is to ignore, dismiss the fact that Kamala Harris is unlikable, and simply send her back to the back of the bus, out of sight and out of mind. And the cover-up continues. And the cover-up continues with the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland. He's doing exactly what he was installed to do. Go after your political opponents, attack the political opponents, all at the behest of the President of the United States and his handlers. Let's face it now, because Joe Biden is not smart enough to do this by himself. Is he vindictive enough? Absolutely. He's a hollow man with no heart and no soul. And of course, Merrick Garland, being chosen for Attorney General of the United States, has a bone to pick with the political opposition. So not only is Merrick Garland there to run cover for the man installed as President of the United States, but he's also there because he has a bone to pick. He's going to settle the score. And Merrick Garland has shielded the President of the United States. He shields him for 50 years of illicit activities, of bribery, of influence peddling, and a corrupt crime family, including a drug-riddled son. Almost 50 years of corruption, lying, and influence peddling at the expense of the American people. And Merrick Garland wants you and me, we the people, to believe he's upholding the rule of law and he's an honest guy? No, Merrick Garland is a bitter man, bitter for not being selected and approved to the nation's highest court, the Supreme Court. And it's time for payback by Garland. A government transitioning to the global compliance, the rule of law, as Merrick Garland likes to talk about. What rule of law are we talking about? You know, Merrick Garland was asked a question yesterday, or was it Thursday, and I believe the wicked man Joe Biden was also on the stage, and they asked him about the Hunter Biden charges, and was there any political influence there with President? He said, I have nothing to do with that. Oh, no, that was a U.S. attorney. Well, you know, I pulled up the organizational chart for the Department of Justice, and it lists the all of the offices under the purview of the Attorney General in the U.S. Department and who they fall under. So you have the Attorney General and the Deputy Attorney General. And below that, it goes off in four different directions: Solicitor General, Associate Attorney General, then it goes to the Office of Legislative Affairs. Oh, excuse me, it's five different directions. And under the fourth line, it lists, under the Attorney General's purview, Federal Bureau of Investigation, Drug Enforcement Administration, Executive Office for U.S. Attorneys, U.S. Attorney, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, U.S. Marshals, Interpol, Bureau of Prisons, Criminal Division. So for Merrick Garland, who signed this organizational chart, to state that he has nothing to do with the U.S. attorney is actually a lie. And of course, he's not going to be challenged by it by any news readers who ask him the question, he discounts it. It was the U.S. attorney was appointed by Donald Trump. Okay. So that absolves Merrick Garland from any type of responsibility. Do you know who Merrick Garland, the attorney general, reports to? The president of the United States. And given how corrupt the president of the United States is, the vice president and the attorney general, there's no doubt in my mind that we, the people, have no relevance in this hierarchy, this chain of command, the rule of law. What rule of law? Well, we hear there are two sets of laws in Washington, D.C., one for those entitled and privileged to be part of the Washington, D.C. establishment, the cabal, you know, be part of the good old boy club. You know, I'm beginning to think there's one rule of law. And that's one that's being imposed on we the people. There are no laws in Washington, D.C. That's right, iGuy. It's their law. We're seeing how the good old boys club is working in Washington. And just take a look at the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Yes, it was nice to see Nancy Pelosi. But again, we forget that we're dealing with a party system. And we forget boys and girls slapping each other on the back, don't we? But the new Speaker of the House is going to change things, right? And the very first thing that Kevin McCarthy said he would do, H.R. 1, upon taking control of the U.S. House after Nancy Pelosi resigned, H.R. 1 was supposed to be defunding the 87,000 IRS agents. I mean, it's egregious enough that the government is weaponizing governmental agencies and now is set upon sicking 87,000 IRS agents after we the people. Well, it was to go after billionaires. Oh, really? There's 830 billionaires in the United States. Nice try. Okay. Good distraction. Let's dismiss that, right? The use of 87,000 IRS agents is to silence and intimidate and instill fear into political opponents. And by God, okay, Speaker McCarthy was going to make that the very first bill. Yeah, the very first bill that we will do is H.R. 1. And have they defunded 87,000 IRS agents? No, they haven't. Melania's H.R. 2. No, it wasn't even. So there is no legislation to date to defund the 87,000 IRS agents. And just this past week, a member of the U.S. House filed a resolution a couple of days ago to impeach the wannabe dictator, Joe Biden. And I was reading the Gateway Pundit, who ran the story, I believe it was this morning. And I love the quotes. I really do. From Lauren Boebert, okay, filed a resolution of impeachment against the wannabe dictator, Joe Biden, and she caught Republicans off guard. Now, I don't know where the Republicans have been for the last 885 days. I don't know how is it that you and I, we the people, have been experiencing the pain of this globalism, of this feckless policies that are being put in place by the Biden-Harris and handlers regime. How is it that 219 members of the U.S. 218 members of the U.S. House of Representatives, who go by the handle of Republicans, how were caught off guard? How is it that in 885 days, 218 Republicans are caught off guard with regards to over 7 million illegal, unvetted, unvaccinated aliens pouring through America's southern borders? And in the article, it states that Republicans were caught off guard by the impeachment resolution. I mean, are Republicans adhering to the John Fetterman politics? I mean, are they caught up in Fetterman as he was introducing Joe Biden? I mean, were they distracted by what's going on? Are they that out of touch? Seriously, 7 million illegal, unvaccinated, unvetted aliens have poured through our southern borders in America. It's reported Republicans are caught off guard by the impeachment resolution. Oh, well, wait a minute. You know, Nancy Pelosi didn't tell us what was going on, what was going to happen. Wannabe dictator Joe Biden is being charged with high crimes and misdemeanor. Where did this come from? And what was Speaker McCarthy's response? Well, now is not the time to talk impeachment. Spoken like a good uniparty member. When in fact, Congresswoman Boebert actually cited parts of the U.S. Constitution. You know that document that 535 members of the U.S. Congress take an oath to protect and defend? Article 4, Section 4, the United States shall guarantee every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion. Now, I don't know where 534 members of Congress, which includes the U.S. Senate, in case people are unaware, okay, but I don't know where they've been the last 885 days. Because certainly, wannabe dictator Joe Biden hasn't been to the border. Oh, well, he did go to El Paso. Yeah, they did clean the streets. You know, they moved all the tents. And it was a symbolic, you know, visit. And, of course, Joe hasn't been down there because the handlers don't want to bring light to the fact that our U.S. borders are porous. So, again, is this all a distraction? Certainly it is. Certainly it is. How is it that you don't know what's going on in 885 days? How is it? How is it you don't know we have the highest inflation in 40 years? How is that you don't know that? And how is it that the Speaker of the House, okay, this is not retribution for going after Donald Trump. Now we're talking about real crimes here. And you're simply scratching the surface. We're talking 17.3 million went to Biden, the Biden crime family. 8.3 million went to Joe Biden. And this impeachment doesn't even touch on those items. It simply touches on the fact that the president of the United States has failed to uphold the U.S. Constitution, Article 4, Section 4. But I guess that's okay with the institution. So again, here's the distraction, and let's dismiss this whole talk of impeachment, because now is not the time to talk impeachment. So when is the time to talk impeachment? Kevin, when's the time to talk impeachment? When a wannabe dictator Joe Biden decides to use the Justice Department to go after his political enemies, his political opponents, and raid their homes? I don't know, Kevin. So when is the time, Kevin? Let's just say maybe when the President of the United States fails to uphold the U.S. Constitution and, say, violates Article 4, Section 4, and fails to protect the United States from invasion. Invasion at our southern border. Invasion by illegal aliens. Hey, how about invasion by Islamic terrorists, especially those that are on the no-fly, already on the no-fly list in America, and they're illegally entering the United States? Kevin, when is the time to talk about impeachment? Maybe we should just wait until the president engages in a quid pro quo, let's say with China. Or let's say with Ukraine. Hey, you know what? I wonder if that ever happened. I wonder if that ever happened, Kevin. You know, the one thing you can say about Nancy Pelosi and her $25,000 refrigerator is that she played politics and played politics for keeps. She's a ruthless partisan. She's an elitist who could care less about the rule of law. And the Uniparty, she led, she played by her rules. And the Uniparty is still employing those rules, because those rules are what governs Congress today. As with Merrick Garland, Kevin McCarthy has dismissed the rule of law and has dismissed we the people. And this is another distraction, isn't it? Will Speaker McCarthy now slow roll this resolution of impeachment, which passed the House of Representatives 219 to 208? And yes, it was along party line, which just goes to show the ethics and the morals of the Democrats in Congress. They have no morals and they have no ethics and certainly have no conscience. It's okay to defraud we the people. It's okay to rape the U.S. Treasury. 885 days of inflation. 885 days of global energy policies unilaterally implemented by the wannabe dictator Joe Biden, causing the highest gas prices ever. And we're being distracted. The Republicans were blindsided. We didn't know this was going to happen. Really? Really? 885 days of globalist policies under the climate hoax, a plot that's been put forth by the World Economic Forum and the United Nations, all at American taxpayer expense. And we're being distracted by a sub. We're being distracted by Hunter Biden. As communist China rolls their spy boats into communist Cuba. We're being distracted. Did you know that this past week, 3 days in a row, the U.S. stock market fell 3 days in a row, and it was due to retailers reporting slumping sales. And Dopey Joe gets out there and says, hey, everything's good. Everything's great. You know, sends out his handlers, send out tweets. Oh, I got the lowest unemployment. We have this. And in the meantime, the real issue is Americans aren't spending money. Why? Because Americans are now spending their savings in order to keep up with the rapid rise in expenses of running a household. And we're being dismissed by the very government who professes to care about us. But it's a good distraction, isn't it? It's a distraction away from the disastrous economic policies that have been implemented by the radical Biden-Harris-Obama regime. And I'm including Obama in this because if you look at the inner circle, if you look at who surrounds the wannabe dictator Joe Biden, it's all Obamaites, all past Obama employees. Now, Susan Rice is just leaving, but she was a domestic policy advisor. She's the one that helped see to that our energy policies would now cede to OPEC, to Saudi Arabia, to Russia, to Iran, to communist China. We had the highest inflation in 40 years, and we're being distracted by a submarine. I'm sorry. I feel bad for those people. I really do. We're being distracted by a transgender issue that was not an issue before January 20th, 2021. It was not an issue. And it shouldn't be an issue. You know, we had the Democrat Party who professes that it's for the children and the children. And now they profess stealing their innocence. And now the Democrat Party has jumped on board to abusing children, maiming children. Yet it's just another distraction. And in the meantime, China now has formed alliances with who? Saudi Arabia, Oman, Iran, United Arab Emirates, Brazil. Another story in the Gateway Pundit, how the Biden-Harris-Obama regime was in on the or tampered with the Brazilian elections, and they got Lula, the communist, elected. Yeah. Of course, we know how the Biden-Harris-Obama regime had tried to influence the Israeli elections. Distracting, okay? Distracting we the people. And this government is out of control. And it's only getting more brazen, and they're getting stronger. They're creating more chaos and more uncertainty. Yet we have the lowest unemployment ever. More people are back to work, really. More people are spending their savings. There's reports now in financial news that Americans are depleting their savings. So what rule of law? The Uniparty has rendered the U.S. Constitution irrelevant. And, you know, they speak a good game. They give us those same old tired cliches and meaningless slogans to profess they care. You know, you see, we've come to the point with all the chaos intentionally created, which is keeping Americans off balance. And it's reducing our checking balances and our savings balances as well. There is a mindset that government can do as they please in Washington, D.C., such as Merrick Garland callously cavalierly dismissing the deal for Hunter Biden. Quickly stated, it wasn't his decision. I had nothing to do with it. Excuse me, the organizational chart says otherwise, that you are the ultimate decision maker. The U.S. Attorney reports to the Attorney General and Assistant Attorney General. It's just one lie after another with this regime. Oh, and you know what makes it right is that there was a U.S. Attorney who was appointed by Trump. Oh, okay. Okay, so that's the only time they use the name Trump is when they want to give the appearance that they're acting in a legitimate manner. You see, the hypocrisy of these individuals, the hypocrisy of them. The U.S. Attorney reports to the Attorney General and the Assistant Attorney General. A.G. Merrick Garland wants us to believe that he is absolved from any decisions, especially those decisions made by a U.S. attorney appointed by President Trump, an extreme MAGA U.S. attorney. Oh, I'm sorry. You can't use extreme MAGA in that case. Hakeem Jeffries gets me all flummoxed. You can't use extreme MAGA U.S. attorney in this case because it was a way to absolve, you know, Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family. So you can't use the DNC cliche, extreme MAGA attorney, for this one because it doesn't apply, right? Except Merrick Garland reports to the President of the United States. Nothing to see here, folks. Simply connect the dots. Merrick Garland simply dismisses he has no control over a U.S. attorney, especially one that was appointed by a former President of the United States, and the distraction continues. Distract to protect the institution and the continued sordid ongoings of corruption. A movement to neuter the U.S. Constitution, which tramples on the rule of law. By distracting Americans with poor economics and the appearance of a two-party system, America's adversaries are advancing their radical and supremacy agenda at their will. And communist China has absolutely shown that. And there's absolute silence by this administration, by this regime. Communist China has infiltrated Brazil. They've infiltrated Saudi Arabia, Iran, Afghanistan, Oman, United Arab Emirates, and now they infiltrated Cuba. 75 miles from America's southern border. They've come to an agreement with France to use the yuan and the euro as a trading mechanism and scrap the U.S. dollar, as did Brazil. But here in America, while this is all going on, we're talking about transgender, we're talking about maiming our children, we're talking about social perversions. What a great distraction. And you know what, folks? It's all by design. You know, we the people are angry because we've been used and abused, and there are not two sets of laws in America. There's one set of rules in America, and the ruling party laws are what's supreme. We the people have been dismissed, disrespected, and we had the notion that government was working for us. Hey, we pay your taxes. We pay your salary. It's our taxes. And that naivety put us exactly where we are with the District of Columbia institution. Be dependent. Be subservient. But no more. And we're going to continue this mission because it's only just begun. The awakening has occurred. And thank you, Donald Trump, for opening our eyes. You all have a great weekend. I want to thank Ducky Northwest, Eye Guy, Sue from New Mexico, Joshua, and all you out there in podcast land. Coming up next on Blog Talk Radio, we got Southern Sense Talk Radio with Annie and her great sidekick, Arthur Curtis Bennett. Please check Annie out at 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. And tomorrow night is Simon Dakduk with the Straight Way of Grace Ministry. He's on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. I'll be back with Al on Monday evening at 6 p.m. You all have a great evening out there, a great day out there. Be safe. Hey, don't be distracted, okay? Don't be distracted by all the noise and all the social gatherings that this cabal wants us to be distracted by. God bless you all. Ciao for now.
I've laughed and cried. I've had my fill
of espresso.
My share of losing. And now
I'm on my fourth espresso.
I find it all so amusing to think I did all that
drinking five espresso.
And may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things he truly feels, and not the words of one who kneels. The record shows I took the blow.
Thank you, Sue, for joining me, 'cause did it.
It was
my
mind.